What's up, everybody? Sir Aaron Carter bringing you a very special Twitch broadcast weekend bang with Jerry, Steven, and Corey at my side. You can finally see their faces, which I know is probably going to be something very shocking and scary. We're on nerdreactor.com under the podcast tab. You can also follow us on Twitter at Video Game Bang. Head over to Facebook. Give us a like over there. Video Game Bang Bang. Hop back over to nerdreactor.com and pick up a Video Game Bang shirt as well. They're only about $20, I guess. We recorded this whole episode just for you on twitch.tv. If you want to check it out, because we've archived it for you as well, head over to twitch.tv/videogame_bang. We might be doing this more often. We'll have a little more tips and tricks, I guess, up our sleeves to show you. But until then, please sit back and enjoy this week's episode of the
Video Game Bang.
Welcome to another exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Video Game Bang. Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. It's when ish gets real.
I don't get shot during the day.
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong. The guy that delivers vending machine items in my job. He can play the Rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
Welcome, everybody, to the first live, hopefully live, edition of the Weekend Bang brought to you by NerdReactor.com. What are you reacting to? You know what you're reacting to? To four semi-beautiful faces on the internet right now. Yeah. If you don't know, you will soon know. Right now, the Weekend Bang is streaming live on Twitch for your viewing pleasure. I know.
Oh, there we are.
Right. How do you guys feel about being on TV here?
Hello, everybody.
You're wrong, because you're not on TV. It's on the internet.
You put me as Creepy J.
All right. So anyway, let's go around board real quick before we start.
That's funny.
And let's introduce everybody. We have, I don't know what corners everybody is on the thing. So let's go with the first person with the large purple Barney dinosaur Twitch shirt on, Jerry Panericon.
Hi, everybody. And hello, Bruja. Yeah, I see you in the room.
Wow, okay. Next to him on the couch is the purple and the big gray Hulk, you know, uniform.
Gray Hulk? Wow.
Yeah, gray Hulk. That's right. Steven.
What's Steven up, everybody? Gutierrez, how you everybody. Doing?
Not on the weekend anymore. I mean, not on the weekdays anymore. On the weekend, everybody. Wow.
Am I getting fired?
Wow, you're just out. Last but not least.
Not even going to say no, you did.
Do you see his face right in front of you? Corey Vincent, everybody.
What's up, pizzas?
You were practicing. Wow. He was totally practicing that.
I'm like half engaged with you guys right now, and the other half of me is making sure that...
First of all, we're not engaged at all. How dare you?
Wow. Yeah.
It's not legal yet.
I have respect.
There we go. Now I can see you beautiful people out there in TV land. NerdReactor.com, yeah. All right. I'm sorry. Had to get that out of the way. Let me bring up my notes. If you can see me, you see I'm going through all this stuff. I got a new tablet here, the Nexus 7. It's pretty dope. Really liking how it's working. It's slick, sleek, and sexy.
Putting plugs?
Yeah. The show is brought to you by by Asus.
Wow.
It's what you ace into?
Terrible.
We are using a lot of Asus devices, actually.
Yeah,
see? You have a laptop over here. Jerry's has one. Except for Mr. Toshiba over there in the corner.
Wow. The hell's a Toshiba?
Exactly.
Keep it zen.
Yeah, put that crap out.
If you're Japanese. Joining us for the first time on Twitch, we do a web podcast, and we post it every day. Not every day, excuse me. Twice a week.
Post shows every day.
Yeah, I don't know.
The camera's on, so you're jacking
up. Yeah.
I don't know what to do with my hands.
We post it twice a week on iTunes, Stitcher, and the Zune Marketplace. Best place to go, though, is nerdreactor.com. Click on the podcast tab, and you'll see us. Video Game Bang. Tell your friends. With all the new stuff, there's no reason why you shouldn't.
Watch us on Twitch.
Especially when you're on there, go ahead and pick up a Video Game Bang t-shirt. It's for a good cause. Not us. Partially us.
See, that's... And reacting, we got Bruja Berserker talking to us. And just to let you know, yes, we know you could see Aaron over my shoulder. And it's because I like to keep a close eye on him.
Hello there.
Yeah.
I want to know when he's coming to murder
that me. That sounds similar to like a slave.
Yeah.
So I like to keep my eyes on him.
I'll keep my eyes on him.
Sure.
We're changing his name to Kunta.
That's racist.
That's extremely racist.
The white guy calling the black guy Kunta.
Because Kunta is going to have a Reading Rainbow resurgence coming
reading
up soon.
Reading Rainbow.
All right. Let me see here. So with E3 very close, people, we are going to do a very special show. It kind of feels like somebody's watching me.
Because they are watching you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
He's got a feeling that somebody's watching him.
Nobody knows that song?
Rockwell?
I got a feeling. Yeah. Steven's only one.
I've got a feeling.
Michael Jackson did the chorus?
Oh my gosh, the one everybody.
Are you serious?
Guardians of the Galaxy?
Guardians of the Galaxy. What?
Hooked on a feeling? What?
No.
More than a feeling?
You're terrible.
What are you, Boston?
You're
way
more than
terrible.
A feeling.
So I scoured the internet today looking scoured. Okay. All of 2 hours.
Mm.
Looking for rumors and little clues on what E3 might actually bring. I know Jerry in the Twitch shirt, as everybody can see. And
you guys can see
Twitch.
And Steven won't be there, but I figure their opinion might be as well, you know, given here.
We're gonna
Before we go over some of these lists, though, what things do you think will be there? Just out of the top of your head. Let's start with you, Steven.
What do I think is going to be there?
What do you think
is going to be there?
Same.
Fallout 4.
Fallout 4 is your big thing?
That's the biggest thing that I would love to see. Fallout 4.
Jerry, rebuttal?
Yeah, because Bethesda did say they have good news.
Yeah, but I think their good news is probably going to be something different. But
Skyrim 2!
But you're going to see a lot of announcements of the games we already heard, like, you know, Dragon Age Inquisition, Metal Gear, the new Mortal Kombat.
Nobody cares about that.
Destiny.
Corey does, if you listen to the
White
last
Xbox.
Corey, what do you care about? What are you looking for?
Oh, I'm looking forward to video games, first of all.
Okay.
I'm looking forward to controllers.
Really?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to.
Are you just going
to
get like the Mad Catz booth the whole time that you're there or something?
We do have a
Why
scheduled
controllers?
Appointment there. No. For reals, I'm really looking forward to Destiny. I'm really looking forward to checking out Evolve. We have a meeting. And just a bunch of the weird things, like seeing the vest that you can wear.
I thought you meant like the booth babes.
I was about to say. Yeah. That's the biggest thing.
Boobs.
Take lots of pictures.
Lots.
I don't think it's that type of event, though.
Pretty sure it is.
You'd be surprised.
No.
You'd be surprised.
Really? Sure.
You'd be surprised.
Yeah. Sure.
A lot of rumors are coming out of the internet, of course, about E3 since it's so close. Here are just a few. Now, remember, everybody, this isn't solid stone. This isn't set in stone. These are all just rumors. Speculate as you will.
It is etched in stone, like the Ten Commandments.
Because I don't want anybody going out there, well, Aaron on the Weekend Bang said that
Aaron,
this was going to happen. What happened?
Godzilla 7.
Yeah, no. Rumors, everybody. First rumor.
And hold on. Now we have people listening. So, Bruja, yes, Jerry and Steven are extremely pixelated, and that is intentional.
wow.
Yeah. They are some of the not as attractive, we'll call it, members
Move
of the show.
More to your right.
I think your wife will beg a differ.
Ooh. You'll get her opinion right now.
Oh.
I'll be right back.
Wow.
I got to show you.
Yeah, because me and Steven were just using our laptop cameras. And
yeah.
Not really
we're not high tech. Give us a break.
I spent $17.99 on my camera, ladies and gentlemen. $17.99. Thank you.
You feel proud of that?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
All right. Let's start off with the first rumor of the day. Battlefield Hardline on the PS4 beta on the way? Gameplay footage leaks. Possibly. Apparently, Sony is sending out Battlefield Hardline PlayStation 4 beta invites to the Sony PlayStation fans attending the PlayStation E3 experience at selected cinemas. Now, we did a Bang Bite earlier in the week or something about them showing E3 in theaters across America.
Yes.
Yeah.
Selected theaters. Like, who the heck is going to see that?
People who don't have jobs, first of all.
That's true.
Second of all,
people that don't have the internet.
Yeah, people who don't have the internet.
I mean, that one goes without the other, I guess. If you don't have a job, you don't have the internet. Noel Beltran, shout out to you.
Wow.
Live at you. Live at you. He's watching everybody.
Hits you right in the dong.
Is
Sony
he Razor 916?
Oh, he is, as a matter of fact, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How you doing, Razor 916 in the chat room? He's going to be like, you bastard.
So what are you wearing?
Sony promised an exclusive PlayStation surprise to the fans, and some of them have been reporting emails from PlayStation 4 for PlayStation 4 beta codes for Battlefield Hardline. Ooh. Ooh, I know. The PS4 beta is called Omaha Demo. Will include two new game modes, a map called High Tension, and the company claims that this is one of the first opportunities to try the game. Be one of the first to live out your fantasy as a cop or a criminal, where you'll hunt and raid vaults in a new game mode, High Tension map. Here's your PS4 access. That's what the email read. However, the access code does not appear in the email, so it's possible that Sony made a mistake and was sending out the codes, and we sent out the codes at a later date. That would suck big time if I got an email saying, here, play the game. Scroll down for the, oh, no code at all.
April Fools.
We got you.
So with that little leak, I'm guessing there's going to be some type of beta or something like that.
Well, Battlefield usually does do some sort of beta. So, I mean, it wouldn't surprise
me. But for everybody, right?
No, well, they have it closed first, then they open it.
No, I'm saying not just for the PlayStation, for the Xbox, for, you know.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure, though.
PC.
On everything.
Wow.
The longest intro in the world again. Really.
But I think
wait
this
for
is...
it.
No. Just let it go. He wanted this.
Wait, hold on real quick. That brings up a point. You guys say how long and annoying this is. We had to sit through this every fucking time we turned that console on.
It was good back then.
And it was fast back then.
But
like,
not
it was
during
like,
a show.
This thing is quick.
I didn't have to sit through that bull because I didn't have a PlayStation.
I had a PlayStation.
Oh, you had a bad childhood.
I had a Nintendo 64.
That was... Your parents didn't love you.
First of all, they loved me more than all of yours because they gave me a 64. Second of all, we didn't have to listen to that bull crap every single time.
That was the best sound before you played Metal Gear. Like,
and then,
oh my god!
Oh. small detraction.
Wait for it.
Load screens. Load screens compared to PlayStation and X and 64. Come on, no load times.
But
load
come on,
times.
Quality difference.
No load times.
Quality
load times.
Quality.
All right.
Hey, where's your company now?
That tattoo looks awesome.
We'll get to that. We'll get to that.
Yeah.
But back to the original rumor story. I think that's pretty cool that Sony will take care of their people. You know, you show the hardcore fans that come out and watch their event in a movie theater because they have no job or internet.
Yeah. I wonder if it costs money.
I don't know. To like go to the theater and actually see the show?
Since it's a rumored show, the rumor is $15.99.
We'll see.
Unless you live in Canada, then I'm pretty sure it's like $20.
Here's one that actually isn't so much a rumor, but as a leak. Destiny Alpha gameplay leaked. PS4 and PS3 users could get 4 days of exclusive access to the beta. This is more running off the original story.
Is this more PlayStation news?
This is more Destiny news, more than PlayStation. Oh, my God.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Somebody take that away from me, please.
This is terrible.
Nice tats.
Destiny Alpha gameplay. Oh, my God. Like, it never ends. It literally never ends. Destiny Alpha gameplay leaks. Some Destiny Alpha gameplay has been leaked on Daily Motion by Daily Motion user Fran78888.
Fran78888.
Where's Hans?
Unfortunately, the original video was quickly taken down. Duh. But new streamings are appearing quickly all over the internet. The video was shown about 20 minutes of gameplay, quite action moments. And give a good peek on the character menu.
This upsets me. We should be seeing this first. We're going to E3.
Exactly. See, now that begs the question. Why don't companies that want to keep things in-house just make it
in-house?
Like, don't send out emails saying, hey, download this alpha and then play it. Don't stream it, though.
Because nobody hacks the internet.
That's stupid.
But we're talking about it. That's kind of the thing. I think part of them, they're like, no, do not do this. But, you know.
Hey, don't send out that email. Wink.
No. Yeah. And then,
I missent it to somebody else.
So I saw some of this footage or whatever that was on this website. Not Franz, but they have, you know, a whole bunch of other people taking footage. And, yeah, Borderlands. Borderlands 3, everybody. That's what Destiny is.
No.
I'm sorry. Prettier graphics.
Yeah.
You know.
But it's not going to have that comedic dialogue.
No.
It's probably going to be more serious.
It at least looked way better, right?
Yeah. It looked light years better. The other thing, I didn't get to read the article.
And hold on. We're all saying, aw, we loved Borderlands.
One.
Yeah, there you go.
You didn't like
two. Was not that bad.
Two was not that bad. Two wasn't one.
Two was great
because
though.
All of our schedules were different. When we played, it was opposite times.
I don't know. I never played the game by myself. Not one time.
Because you can't play the game by
yourself. Exactly. So that means every time I played it with other people.
You can't play the first one by yourself either.
So it's like, I did play with four people co-op. I beat the game multiple times, four people co-op. I don't know. Halo, I mean, not Halo, Destiny. Halo, same difference. Terrible. If it holds the same thing like that, where it's kind of like, I don't feel like I can play this without other people, then I'm kind of going to be like, dang, I'm missing out on playing a game because I have to wait for everybody to get on. I have to wait for the sun and moon to align just to get everybody on the same friggin' page, you know?
Oh, man.
So, I don't know. I almost read an article on Kotaku, but I did not read it, that said I played Destiny for 20 minutes and it was kind of boring. I didn't even click on it. I didn't really? Even want to, yeah, did not want to click on it. Next rumor. Mario Maker to be announced for the 3DS at E3 2014. According to an alleged leak image from the Expo show floor, still under construction, mind you, Nintendo will unveil Mario Maker for the 3DS at E3. Initially, the image was taken as a fake. However, Polygon's Michael McWherter seems to be quite confident about this rumor. He tweeted, "So I know the Mario Maker thing is is striking a lot of people as fake, but I'll say I'm a little more confident. In fact, if you remember a few weeks ago, we reported that Nintendo would reveal a big new 3DS game at E3. Mario Maker for the 3DS seems to be some kind of game where players are able to create their own Mario game stages using the 3D stylus."
Hmm.
That sounds...
boring.
Yeah, not too interesting.
Yeah. I don't know, though, because... I mean, if you think of the creativity for games like Little Big Planet, and people will create some crazy looking levels.
It's still Mario 2D. They showed from the picture, it showed just like a stylus being drawn, like showing the blocks or whatever that you hit.
Maybe incorporating like what's that doodle game?
What's the doodle game?
Doodle game.
Doodle jump.
Yeah, I think it's Doodle Jump. Like, so
that's
Mario
a, that's
with
a real
little,
game?
Yeah, and it's a platformer, but you use the stylus to draw things or add things to the world.
Oh, as the character goes across the screen,
as the character's going through, if you need something, you can build a ramp or something.
That, if you can see that on there, everybody in the Twitch chat, that's the Mario Maker. So it's going to have the little level on there, and you're going to be able to draw a line, drawing blocks and so forth. Now, that's just the leaked footage. I don't know if that's going to be real or not at E3. Me and Corey will definitely find it if it is. If it's not, we'll tweet out something saying it's a fraud. It's a phony.
It's a big, fat phony.
And I hope you guys bump into, like, Conan O'Brien.
If we do, then we do. If we don't, we don't.
Take a picture.
That's terrible.
Shave his head.
He'd think all the power of his
fame
would go away.
Yeah, you know how famous you'd be? I shaved Conan O'Brien's head.
Wow.
You could tell that story in prison.
Video game.
You sure can, yeah. As they're raping the crap out of you.
That's true.
I love Conan.
Shaved Conan's head.
Rumor, everybody.
Scribble Knots. That is another one that does that same thing.
Yeah. They do it with words.
Yeah.
No, because it's just like...
Yeah, that's writing words. That's not.
Yeah,
the...
and then you'll get like.
But
a
I mean,
chunk
you're using the stylus, writing things. Very good contribution, Bruja. Very good.
Wow.
No, you're fired.
Is that what? Is that who said that?
Yeah.
You're done, Bruja.
Leave the goddamn chat right now.
And we need to bump into Jessica Negri.
Rumor. Yeah, we do need to.
She doesn't play video games.
I don't care.
Rip her shirt off.
Still bump
That'd
into
be
her.
Rip. Wow.
Then again, when you're in prison, you can say you.
Yeah,
ripped off Jessica Negri's shirt.
What are you
be
for?
Like, who?
I shaved Conan's head and raped a famous cosplayer.
Whoa, just
rape?
Jumping into
wow, what?
Violent rape? There.
Oh, good lord!
Nobody mentioned anything of rape.
Ripping a woman's shirt off—that's
not considered.
It's an accident.
That's close enough.
I tripped. I fell. Enough. My hand slipped.
Good lord! We're moving right along.
Don't you guys turn this on?
Moving.
Don't you
right
turn this on
along.
Me?
Hero could be the new game from Ubisoft. Rumor, everybody. Add Hero to the list of titles that could be announced at E3. This one, a title supposedly coming from Ubisoft. This is seemingly according to two mysterious videos which appeared online recently, showing three men standing near swords and axes stabbed into the ground. I saw this thing, and if it's it's a rumor. It's a rumor in its very early stages. Like, literally, the description that I just gave you, three men with swords stabbed in the ground, that's it. You can get nothing else from it. Like
this could be
it could be anything. Yeah, somebody online could have just drew this and threw it up there, put a little Ubisoft under it. So
it's a first-person shooter.
But the only reason why I threw this one in there is because it's one of the first new IPs that we hear. It's not a sequel. It's not a threequel. You know, it's not an old one it's making a resurgence. Really what does Ubisoft have that's like that besides Assassin's Creed? And we've already got Assassin's Creed. We know another Assassin's Creed's coming.
Another Far Cry.
So yeah. So I mean. Damn. So if this game Hero does actually come out,
it's gonna be a Rayman.
You know,
that's terrible.
That'd be terrible because everything that's really terrible.
It's Prince of Persia.
He has three swords
with three players co-op.
What is this Batman drink on the screen?
Terrible. Rumor, everybody. Next rumor: Call of Duty Advanced Warfare briefly listed for the Wii U.
What?
Another game for you to get, Steven, on your Wii U?
On your Wii
U. Rumor.
Am I the only one that really wants to buy a Wii U at this point?
I do. For Mario Kart?
Heck yeah. Just for Mario Kart.
Wow. I'll
probably gonna buy that when I leave.
Luigi Death's there.
The rumor is Call of Duty Advanced Warfare was listed for release on the Wii U via none other than the official E3 website. A Wii U version of this year's new Call of Duty game has been announced with only the PC, PlayStation, and Xbox gamers officially due to get a slice of the action. What? The Wii U listing
first
was
swiftly
removed.
First you talk about rape, and then you have a woman screaming?
That was...
I know what it was.
Terrible. So, yeah, E3 kind of spilled a little of the beans and then quickly took it down. So, are we going to see a Call of Duty on the Wii U?
We've already seen a Call of Duty on the Wii U. So,
Advanced Warfare.
Nothing new.
This is nothing new, sir.
But why would we see one on the Wii U if nobody really cares for those type of games
on
the Wii U?
Black Ops 2
because
on
now
the Wii U.
Another 100 million people, not 100 million,
oh,
sorry.
Wow.
Another million people who didn't have one a month ago and now have one, and I'm sure more are going to keep rushing in. I think the Wii U is turning, it's hit a corner.
All right. And there you have it, everybody.
Yeah, yeah, I said it. It's official.
And there you have it.
The rumor.
I fell asleep, kind of.
Next rumor. Twitch broadcast lists spark unannounced game speculation.
Twitch.
Yeah, Twitch, which is on his chest. That's terrible. The rumor goes as such. Video game live streaming service Twitch has released a programming schedule for its live E3 coverage next week, listing several unannounced titles from major publishers. That in itself isn't a rumor, but it sure has sparked some rampant speculations. Included in the list is four unannounced games from Nintendo, two from Microsoft, and two from SEEA, and others from Ubisoft, Bethesda, Deep Silver, Square Enix, EA, and Tecmo Koei.
Do we have any names?
We have nothing, because all they just said was unannounced titles. So that means it seems that the big boys in all different categories all have some secrets to come out with. Four from Nintendo. What are we thinking of that one?
Donkey Kong. No, they
hopefully
just did Donkey Kong.
Yeah, they just did. Because there you go. They did Donkey Kong. They've done another Mario. They've done Mario Kart.
More news on that Zelda.
I'm thinking
Dynasty
Zelda.
Warrior
yeah,
game.
But I don't know. That's unannounced. They've announced that already. These are four unannounced games.
I get confused, though, because when we say unannounced games, there's a lot of games we know about that haven't been formally announced yet. Like, because the internet is so quick on this stuff.
It is, yeah.
That they're going to say, hey, check it out, Evolve.
Wow.
And then people are going to go, what? Yes. Awesome.
I would not clap. I'd be like, I heard about that 6 years ago.
What is going to give Aaron the clap?
her name is...
That is terrible.
No. I think Metroid.
His name is...
Yeah, there's a Metroid in
I think
the
there's
got
to be a Metroid somewhere in there.
A new
Star
Metroid.
Fox?
Who said Metroid in the comments?
I can see Star Fox.
It was Bruja.
Bruja, good stuff. You're back in the chat.
You're back in.
Yeah, I can see a Metroid coming out. I can see a...
F-Zero?
No.
Fucking pun. Because
they've already got a racing game already out.
People care too much.
Yeah, nobody, yeah. I can see a Kirby, maybe.
Could you see a Star Fox?
Yeah, Star Fox, maybe.
Too much sucking.
Now, we're talking about stuff for the Wii U. Remember, we did an episode.
It's going to be Luigi's Mansion on the Wii U.
Or we reported a long time ago saying, our Satoru Iwata, the guy, the president of Nintendo, saying one game can turn around a system. You know, E3 is not their event anymore because they don't do a live, you know, big show or whatever like they used to. But they could announce something.
Earthbound.
You know. Maybe. I mean, they got that sitting in their pocket for the longest, which makes no sense whatsoever.
That's like one of the best RPGs.
Let's see. They have two from Microsoft. Corey, Microsoft man, what do you think?
Halo and Gears. You're done.
Wow.
Halo and Gears.
That was actually pretty fast and pretty accurate.
Yep.
Wow.
Oh, it's Halo 5 or whatever you want to call it. And Gears of War 7.
This last week, it happened right after we did the show. Xbox or Microsoft put out a driver update for Windows so that you can utilize the Xbox One controller as a PC controller.
Don't change the subject.
Wow.
Major Nelson tweeted out a picture or used it as his blog post with the new Surface tablet with his Xbox One controller plugged into it with Halo 2 playing on the screen. So that kind of hurts one major rumor that I've been hearing. So everybody knows they're going to be making a Halo 2 Anniversary Edition, but there were some rumors coming out that they were going to make this thing called the Master Chief Collection, where they were going to port all of the Halos, 1, 2, 3, and 4, over to the Xbox One just to get people prepped for the new one. But the fact that it was Halo 2 got me kind of upset.
Why?
Yeah, why?
It could have been that collector's edition.
Just I'm hoping. Halo 2, that's what I'm hoping.
Yeah, it could just be one of the games from I think you're wearing over... Spilled milk?
I'm having depression over this. I don't know.
That's terrible.
What? It's all right.
All right, we got two from Sony. What are we? All right, that's what's SEA, right?
Oh, they're together.
Well, they haven't announced it. They kind of rumored it was Uncharted, right? Oh, no, they did announce it. Never mind.
They've already announced Uncharted?
They showed that trailer. A teaser.
I'd like to hear you through the...
through the Sony?
The damn
longest. You think it'd be God of War?
Was that one
game? Yeah. There's got to be a God of War.
God of War.
Was that one game officially announced, that H1Z1?
Yes.
Was it announced? Yeah.
They have official videos on it.
Okay.
Yeah, they have developer diaries and everything on there. So, yeah, I think that's been announced. I'm thinking Sly Cooper. Yep. Sly Cooper. That's what I'm going with. Sly Cooper.
Spyro.
There's going to be a Sly Cooper movie, right?
Do you think they'll do a Last of Us 2?
Not so early. Nah.
Not yet.
Take a little more time.
They haven't even came out with the remastered one for PS4.
Okay, so yes. Anyway, little bit of news.
Buy it twice.
Another rumor, everybody. Nintendo's Delta Emerald trademark tips Pokemon remake. Ooh.
For Emerald?
The rumor, might Nintendo announce a new Pokemon remake at E3?
I'm going to go ahead and break some news for you guys.
Uh-oh, what's the news?
Every single Pokemon game that has ever come out is going to have a remake.
And there you have it.
All right.
Done. We can go on to the next story.
Wow.
I want to play Red again.
You know, everybody's going to buy this one again,
right? It says announced a new Pokemon remake. Yeah, the company recently announced, of course, Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire for the Game Boy Advance remakes, right? So Delta Emerald is kind of like a nod to, I guess, of course, Emerald, which they haven't made a remake yet. So is that the game that they will be announcing at E3? Maybe that's one of their unannounced four?
Nah, disappointing.
Did any of you guys play the Emerald?
Yeah, I did.
The Elite Four?
Was it any good?
It's the same as the
same
other
as the other ones.
Exact same premise.
It's just a third legendary, and I think you can catch the other two, too. Hmm. Like, you can get all three of them, I believe.
All right. We'll move right along, since Corey wants to be the party pooper over here.
I know,
here,
right?
But the,
it's because I ruined his Microsoft Halo Gears thing.
All right. Microsoft. Well, here's another one. Microsoft has secured a big third-party exclusive. This is a rumor, everybody. Just a rumor. The rumor goes as fudge. As follows. Titanfall is one of Xbox's biggest exclusives so far, but now that has arrived and gone. Microsoft has apparently set its sights on the next third-party system seller. Apparently, the platform holder has secured a big new third-party title and could be ready to make a splash at E3. That's the word from apparently noteworthy game industry whistleblower known as Ashan Rashid or Thuway. Yeah. So they buy up system sellers, it seems like Microsoft does. When Rare, like I said, was big on the 64 and back in the days when it was making just like hits after hit, they went and snatched them up. Said Perfect Dark Zero is going to be ours because they thought Rare was going to knock it out the park again with one of their Rare games. So they snatched that up.
Sucked.
Fast forward to the future, Bungie is a system seller for them with the Halo franchise. We want Halo. We snatch it up. Gears of War, same difference.
Same thing.
We snatch it up. So we got this, Titanfall that did, I guess, decent, right?
It's me. Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you call it a system seller. So now Microsoft is like, we need another big third party. What big title out there do you think they would have snatched up now? Because, I mean, everything else seems to be just kind of like...
just out.
Out,
what
right?
are the major third party games?
It's probably
you got Assassin's Creed. That no. still it still sells big. No, I'm not saying not, that's not what they bought, but I'm just naming off some third party out there.
I think it's something that's been gone for a while that they're going to bring back.
Yeah,
but I mean, they say big third party. So I mean,
there's been big games like back in the day, and then they
really give me three
re-released them.
Name three of them, Steven. Let's go.
Three game.
Yeah,
Killer Instinct.
Battletoads.
They already did that one.
They did do that one.
They remade it.
And it wasn't. And I'd say exclusive. That one wasn't a big franchise.
Yeah, I wouldn't call it a big franchise either.
You know of it.
I do know of it.
There you go. That's okay. big enough.
Big is enough. It? All right. Point.
Halfway. I see where we're going.
Halfway. Three.
Maybe. That might be one.
No, they already announced it. They showed the box.
Yeah,
right,
I was going to say.
A PS4 and Xbox.
Nice try, Corey.
So nobody has ideas. I don't know what.
That would be a huge one.
That would be a huge one, but
EA would not sell. Or no.
EA's doing it, right? Battlefield?
EA loves Microsoft.
They love enough to sell them something like that?
You know, that's too huge to make money on both.
Yeah, that's a cash cow,
too
sir.
Huge, yeah. Nice try again.
All right, let's move right along since nobody can think of one. They own Rare.
Damn it.
So there's no reason to do that.
Yeah, nice try.
Dishonored 2 might be revealed. This is the one that kind of saddens me if it does turn out to be true. The rumor is Bethesda and Arkane Studios will announce Dishonored 2 at E3 this year.
Yes!
Why do you mean? No, don't take away focus from Fallout. What is wrong with you?
Yeah.
No one Bethesda working on anything else but the next Fallout.
Then Skyrim.
That was a sharp and short message from the picture of what would appear to be a presentation slide as some kind of behind-closed-doors event. The darkness of Tivia, hashtag pictured, doesn't bring up results via social media, but Tivia is the island in Dishonored lore. So, who played Dishonored in here anyway?
I played a little bit.
Thumbs up, thumbs down? What do you think? Does it deserve a sequel?
No.
Why?
Because my heart's at Fallout right now.
Oh, well, see, that's not... It's not saying if the game is bad. I know somebody that played it, Gerald Ocon. He played it, long-time listener, first-time watcher. He played Dishonored for a little while, but he never really gave me a solid review on it.
I never finished it.
I remember when it came out. It sold decent. I heard it was just really short.
Noel Beltran in the chat room, if you're still listening, tell us a little bit what you thought about Dishonored. Because I know, I believe he played it as well.
We can just wait on him to type something?
No, we're going to move on. He'll come back in. Next rumor, Resident Evil 7 could be shown.
Oh, I forgot about that.
I know, right? Maybe that's the franchise that they...
No, there's another rumor of this that it's not going to be Resident Evil. It's going to be another site.
Raccoon City or...
Raccoon, yeah, because that's what we want again, another Raccoon City.
It might not be 7, it might be like Revelations Remastered or...
Well, let's see. This rumor...
They can do Remake 1 in Resident Evil 4 graphics.
Somebody did that. Did you see that?
I'll accept it.
Did you see that? Somebody did Resident Evil, I think, 1 and 2 in those Resident Evil 4 graphics?
Awesome.
Well, the rumor goes as fudge. Capcom will unveil Resident Evil 7 for the next-gen platforms at E3, claims a report from a Japanese newspaper, Senkai Shimbun. What does that mean, Jerry? I mean, our viewers can clearly tell that Jerry is from Japan. I'm just saying. According to the online translation of the report, which was translated by Jerry, a PS4 version is on the cards. No other platforms were mentioned, but the game is not expected to be a platform exclusive. Resident Evil 7. I don't even know if they continue with the trend of...
Do you think Microsoft will catch Mass Effect 4?
Oh, that's a good one.
Again?
I mean, because it went third party.
It did, yeah.
And then back to exclusive?
I don't know.
Timed exclusive.
Yeah,
would you even
want
to see a... Wow.
did Mass Effect got all of its content on the Xbox... Yeah, I got it all on the Xbox before any other system, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Mass 1 didn't come on the PlayStation, did it?
It did when they released the trilogy.
Oh, okay.
That was the only way to get it.
Okay. Well, speaking of Mass Effect, that's the next rumor that we have up on the docket. A Mass Effect 4, Mass Effect Trilogy for the PS4, question mark?
What? Maybe?
The rumor goes as fudged. There's going to be some big Mass Effect news at E3, EA has confirmed. Sometime ago, through the proper Mass Effect game in the works, but we've heard precisely nothing about it ever since. The rumor is that we'll be seeing a full reveal at the expo, plus bonus Mass Effect package and PS4 for the PS4, similar to Mass Effect Trilogy on the PS3 and the Xbox 360, but presumably with improved visuals. I don't really care about that.
It's just going to be a remake of 3 with a better ending.
They better just redo the whole story. Ending.
Shepard wakes up from a dream, and the Reapers are invading. Started over.
That's terrible.
There's a storyline?
Oh, yes. For viewers and listeners, Jerry bought Mass Effect 3 from the demo alone, literally.
And the only reason he bought it is because he heard you could have sex.
He didn't even play the single player.
I didn't play...
Not one time.
Well, yeah. It's a single player?
He played nothing but the multiplayer.
Nothing.
The whole freaking time.
Didn't you give your disc, the second disc, to somebody else?
Yeah.
To play the multiplayer too?
You didn't need the other disc.
That's so terrible. He knew nothing about the world, nothing about the characters, just horde mode. So you literally played $60.
You had guns and magic.
For a Titanfall type of game.
You paid...
Guns and magic.
Wow.
And I like...
And never, not once did you...
They did the multiplayer so well, though.
But you never were curious about the single player?
You weren't bi-curious about the single player?
Nah. I mean, there's like two full games before that.
Nah.
That's terrible.
Wait, and you like Fallout and stuff, and it's kind of semi... Nah.
Well, I played till I got to that planet where there's a strip area, and I like to stop there because I didn't...
You didn't get past the strip club, huh?
So I could just keep making it rain every time I load in the game.
See, I didn't even remember that.
That's why I put Creepy Jerry on the name. You see what? That? No. I hope that name sticks with you on the internet.
Well, did you put names on everybody?
Yeah. You need to make a new Twitch. Creepy Jerry.
How dare you.
That pixelated view of him is just really like...
It's like he's...
via satellite from Istanbul.
Get me out of this cave,
Jerry Panericon.
It's to protect the... What is it? What do they say?
He's in witness protection.
Yeah, it sounds like he's gonna answer all his questions 5 minutes later. Like that's what it like. He's...
I'm on 56K modem.
He's just gonna glitch.
Yeah, everybody. I can. Yeah, that's... yeah. I played Mass Effect 3. Right. Right.
Breaking news, everybody.
Oh my gosh. Next one is another rumor, but we kind of did like a story on earlier a month ago. Assassin's Creed Unity might have 4 players co-op.
What?
The rumor, Assassin's Creed Unity, the next major series installment due out later this year, will be the first to include 4 player co-op gameplay. That's according to a report on The Escapist, which cites a legitimate Ubisoft source. The co-op bit is said to be a 4-player narrative mode that will reportedly be unveiled at E3 in June. 4-player stealth, we played a game similar like that. What was it called? The ninja game? What did we play, Steven?
Tenchu Z. Yeah, that was awesome.
And that was actually pretty cool.
That was awesome.
4 ninjas going around, and you had to kill like one person. It was a lot of levels. We never even got to beat the whole thing.
We didn't. Yeah. We didn't. There was a bunch of them.
Must not have been that good.
No, it was good.
It was good.
We checked it out. Yeah. Just checked it out. 3 days. So we had to bring it back.
Checked it out.
We need a couple of missions. Who did we play that with?
I don't remember. Was it Alex?
It might have been Alex.
Old Bagginsworth.
Yeah, I don't know. Bag's not in the chat room, is he?
Nope.
That son of a mother.
He's out getting drunk or something or playing Payday 2.
It is Saturday.
Yeah.
It is Saturday.
Catterday.
Yeah, and we're sitting here recording a podcast about it.
Because we love our fans, yeah. Corey.
We do this for the fans, not for ourselves.
We love you, Bruja.
We want to socialize. I know, right?
Love you, Bruja. Wow, is that all my...
Yes, we'll be on League tonight.
I know, basically.
That's all for your League news.
Oh, my God. When he got on yesterday, hey, you guys get ready? Everybody was just getting on.
Oh, that was so bad.
Because we were all raging pretty hard, too.
Yeah, raging Cajun.
It was all like passive-aggressive rage, too. It wasn't like normal rage.
We suck.
If you are viewing us for the first time here on Twitch, we don't normally do this, you know, and show our faces and stuff like that. We do normally run video games. This Twitch channel, Corey Vincent, what games would they pretty much see on this Twitch channel?
You'll probably be seeing a lot of League of Legends, Smite whenever I decide to jump on with these asshats. We did Murdered. I'll probably do some Watch Dogs.
We did Murder on here.
We did Murder.
Live Murder.
Watch Dogs. Probably a lot of UFC, EA's UFC when that comes out.
You going to play that on the PC?
Well, I can stream off my Xbox One.
Oh, yeah. There you go. That's right.
Yes, sir.
What is this witchcraft?
And you say Xbox broadcast and bam.
If you, I saw somebody online doing the Sony voice over stuff, and that was actually pretty quick too.
Xbox, sir. Record that.
It wasn't
record that.
I got trolled pretty good on my stream. Someone jumped in there and said, "What system are you playing on?" Clearly, they could tell what I was playing on, but I said, "Oh, I'm playing on the Xbox One." And then, sure enough, my message thing pops up, interrupts my game. Xbox trying to find out what I'm trying to say. They got me.
Awesome.
They got me.
And he just dropped the mic in his
and
own room.
Like,
is what he
bitch,
did.
And just left.
Yeah.
And I was like, egg on my face.
Pretty much.
And then Jerry left. I did that. I did that.
We have another channel as well, VG Bang, where I'll be streaming the Fringe games. I just streamed 1001.
Friends game?
Fringe.
Friends?
No, there is a Fringe games, but I will not be playing that. 1001 Spikes. I just streamed today Orion Dinosaur Horde.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
I thought it was just Dinosaur Horde.
No, it's called Orion. Why did you think we kept saying Orion? Dinosaurs.
Orion. I thought you were saying
Dinosaurs.
And
that's such is that a worldwide thing or is that just local?
What O'Reilly's?
Yeah,
O'Reilly.
I haven't seen one O'Reilly in Sacramento.
There's one
right there. You passed an O'Reilly's to get here.
An O'Reilly's, really?
Yes.
Where?
That old Kragen.
Old Kragen.
It was a Kragen for 5 years, everybody.
Across the San Juan.
Across the street from where you work.
So,
like, your whole life.
First of all.
When you're driving home, look to your right.
First of all, it wasn't a freaking O'Reilly's forever. It was a Kragen, right? So, whenever I pass it, I think Kragen's to my left. That's all I think. I don't think of anything else.
It's an O'Reilly.
I have lived in the same spot for the longest, and there's a grocery store, local grocery store.
Do you still think there's a Kmart?
Yeah,
there?
You still think it's Kmart?
I call it Big G, do I not? What is the name of the store, Jerry?
T&Y.
Thank you. It's been T&Y for the last 7 years now, but I call it Big G. What that proves is that I don't pay attention to a freaking O'Reilly's. You know, I'm going to go in there now, and I'm going to sing the theme song for everybody in that freaking O'Reilly's. But anyway, this old...
They have it in Nevada, though, O'Reilly's.
So if you're in Nevada,
that's good to know. Anyway, back to Orion, Dinosaur Horde. Jerry actually was generous enough to purchase this game for us.
It was on the cheap.
At a sweet deal on the Steam for
$3. $3.
That got
he got a total of four games
for $3, everybody.
$3.
It was a steal.
And so this game is a Horde game.
93% off.
Not one, not two, not three, but four. Four stones.
You sit and you defend your little base or whatever against hordes and waves of dinosaurs. Pretty accurate looking dinosaurs, by the way.
No, they weren't.
Welcome to the show, No Nam 3 Just Game.
All right.
Woo!
Jerry,
show them your boobs.
No Nam. Yeah. If you're just catching up, we're talking about Steam's sweet deal of Orion Dinosaur Horde for 90-something% off, you know, on Steam if you want to pick it up. But anyway.
Hold on. Can I interject?
Yeah, go ahead and inject.
Interject.
You can interject him off.
Fatality.
Now that we're talking about Steam and my enemy, my blood feud with Ed Boon.
Okay.
He fucked me over again, people.
In your own house?
Pretty much.
With no lube.
He did. My own house.
Yeah.
I log on to Steam and Mortal Kombat and Injustice are both on sale.
You just purchased them, correct?
Great deals. I just purchased them. $4.99 for the new Mortal Kombat, $7.49 for Injustice.
How much did you pay for them?
Deal's over now. That's how much I paid.
Okay.
I paid that much. Mm-hmm. I start playing Injustice, load it up for a stream and everything. Start playing, and the game moving in slow motion. So I'm like, okay, maybe my graphics are off. I go switch my graphics to the lowest, you know, the reasonable. Game's still going in slow motion. I go on forums and stuff, start searching because this shit's not right. And apparently, since they reported from the console to the PC, they did such a terrible job that now both games just run in slow motion and they haven't released a fix for them yet.
And they will not release a fix for them because they know they you are his mortal enemy.
Mortal Kombat X.
What kind of bullshit is that?
You're brother. The only douche that buys that game on the PC.
No. Because it's all over. It's now when you go to the forums and stuff, it's
those if, are other douches that had a blood but feud if you were, with Ed Boon.
Yeah, if you were such a big, big hater of Ed Boon, why'd you support his game?
I love his game. I love Mortal Kombat.
I said, I love him, Aaron.
Wow.
I love him.
But I love him.
You don't know.
That's terrible.
Oh, hi, Mark.
They have good games on sale. Orion, pick it up, everybody. I would say it's $1. A good one. $1. We streamed, actually, online. That's Jerry streamed on his, and one of the viewers actually hopped in the game with us.
Yeah, he helped us out.
And Jay it was, Smoking.
We got pretty far.
Yeah, Jay Smoke.
Jay Smoke.
Jay Smokey?
Smokey Jay. Smoke,
yeah. What was baffling to me is that there was somebody out there that was actually kind of a pro at this game. Yeah. Like, he knew how to maneuver and get around this environment when we
and
were just looking
vehicles
like,
down.
Like noobs everywhere.
You had enough motivation to look it up on Twitch, he was probably pretty serious about that game.
Probably.
Yeah.
Because I got in a car one time and tried to drive it, and he instantly turned on the chat and said, don't move that.
No, bro, don't do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, pretty much. Don't move that. Oh, crap. I was like, whoa, man. I just want to have fun.
Easy.
I just want to have fun, okay? Calm down.
Well, girls just want to have fun.
That's terrible. Actually, it's not really terrible.
Yeah.
How long have we gone so far?
Corey,
we
haven't hit a break like yet. That because
we're not doing breaks.
What? We're going full long stream?
Oh my god! I need some
That's
water.
Crazy.
I know it is blazing hot in here.
I was waiting for a
this laptop is burning my sack.
Well,
it's all right. You don't need it.
This is our first time streaming, everybody. So this is all experimental.
For the first time.
That's
why I keep touching my
face.
Have
more stuff that's in the works for it, and it'll be good. Actually, I think it'll be really good. All right, so let's go with some bang bites then, if we're going to do it that way.
Bang bites.
Yeah, all right.
Bang bites.
First bang bite on the docket, Seattle's Richard Sherman named Madden cover.
Oh, he won?
15th Elite, yeah.
Oh, cool. Maybe he'll die.
Wow.
Wow. What's with the rage?
I know. You know what the rage is. He's a San Francisco 49er fan.
Boo.
Get the fuck out of here.
Fuck you.
Wow.
Camper Dick fan.
Yeah, he is.
Camper Dick. That's terrible.
Jerry, I can't even
that. Wow. Even Shao Kahn.
You got props from Shao on that one.
Awesome.
Is he your cousin?
Yeah.
Wow. Did you say Possum Shao?
Terrible.
Props from Shao.
Richard Sherman, though. That's the guy that was, I don't know the athletes by their names. That was the one that was talking all the mess.
Sherman?
Yeah, but he's the one that puts on beats by Dre, so he doesn't have
Sounds
to care about
like
the haters.
Racist.
Yeah.
The You Can Tell Everybody video, huh?
Yeah.
All right. I like him.
Yeah.
Nintendo closing European HQ, laying off 130 employees.
Ooh.
Wow. They each hear that as they leave the door.
That'll be terrible.
And then when it's all done, that's what happens.
They're driving home. Yeah,
that'd be the most jacked up thing ever if they all heard that as they walked out the
door. They got a memo with Luigi's death stare on it that says, You're fired.
You're fired.
Just comes over the loudspeaker. You guys are all fired. You can go home. Oh. Watched it. There you go.
And then the loudspeaker goes, that guy was just fired.
Yeah.
Doot, doot, doot. He's walking with
Meanwhile,
you guys.
I got a raise.
If you haven't looked out there already on YouTube, Luigi's Death Stare for the Mario. They have a Chameleonaire song, full 3-minute thing.
They
should
be rolling.
Different footage of him just beating up people. It's so entertaining.
I want to get a Wii U just for that game.
I'm going to buy that game. As soon as
I have to believe that it's going to sell a lot.
Just because of that.
Wow, that actually faded out. I didn't think that was going to fade out. Mm-hmm. Corey, you said you played that game. Where'd you play it at?
I played it at my cousin-in-law's.
And there you have it.
Yeah, no, but it was really good.
Cool story, bro.
No. Tell us again.
I can't. Yeah, okay.
So I was at my cousin's one day.
All right, here's one.
He looks it out, and it was Mario Kart 8.
Here's another one. Here's
well,
one
it was
you.
Really awkward because he bought it, and then his wife kind of yelled at him for buying it.
What?
But
you know what? Why?
You know how wives are.
What? No,
oh,
I don't.
Oh, wait, no, you guys don't.
Wow, that's... Yeah. Wow, anyway.
Sorry.
I was saying because when I was in high school, and I remember I brought my 64 to high school, on like the last day of my like sophomore year or something.
That's
like
what
that.
You do the last week of school.
Well, yeah, it was something like that. So anyway, I brought it in and I had like No Mercy or something like that wrestling game. I had Mario Kart as well, but that was like stashed away in the backpack. And so we were playing the game and, you know, the guys were loving it. But then as soon as we whipped out the Mario Kart, girls were all on
oh,
it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Girls love it. Yeah.
Yoshi's so cute.
Like, literally, you couldn't get them off the freaking thing. They were, it was just, you know, they were playing.
Yeah.
And they sucked terribly, but, you know, they was just, they that was their game. So I was wondering, like, why would his wife hate that? That's their game.
Well, that was the thing. It was more just the purchase. And then we started playing, and he schooled me. I was pretty confident because, especially, what was awesome is they threw in maps from the Super NES version.
Oh.
So, yeah, like they went way
in the
archives.
Are they still
retro? No. They completely updated them. Like, you guys remember that level with the mud?
Like, I remember that one.
They brought
that
one back. And so we were playing, and it was legitimately fun. But then, like, we were like, let's let the ladies play. My wife is a fucking Mario Kart master.
Oh, I didn't know where you were going with that one.
Oh, yeah. She destroyed her cousin and beat like all the record times. That's why I got to get a Wii.
You have a record? Yeah. Not anymore.
Yeah, pretty much.
Ready.
Where did you learn how to play a Wii U? We don't have one in the house.
I think she's she's in trouble.
That's terrible. He's like, I didn't put that together. Damn it.
Hey, you know who does have one?
Wow.
Steven down the
this
street.
Guy.
Wow.
Moving
right along, everybody. Major news from the Riot camp. Riot is changing League of Legends' most popular map, basically their only map.
No, come on. No. There's a couple of
no,
there's
one.
Let's be honest. Yeah, they're changing the map, getting a big overhaul. They actually had a little footage of it on YouTube. You can go see it right now. And then the guy that's developing, he was like, it's not coming out anytime soon, but just wait.
And then you'll see
so it's basically they're upgrading the graphics. They're changing some animations on everything. They're making things look a little more sleek and smoother. The first thing I thought when I saw it, I thought Dota 2. Have you seen it yet, Corey?
Yes, I've seen it. And you're absolutely right.
The other thing
except
I
Dota
thought,
has like, it felt like some of the land was destructible. So I think Dota will still
reign
supreme.
Yeah, with the graphics.
With
stuff?
A large margin. A large margin. But I think that this new league is definitely an upgrade. I mean, I welcome it.
The other thing I thought about, too, was how is the time going to work as well? Because, like, the dragon flies in. Is that going to change up the time? Because I know timing is everything in League, right?
Yeah.
So is it going to make frames slower or...
You know, I don't know.
Like, what's the dealio? There's new animations for, like, all the jungle creeps, right?
Yeah, they changed them all up.
Yeah, so does this change the game up, too? The gameplay?
Well, this isn't the first time they've updated the map. They've already done, like, a lot of modifications already. And so the hardcores know what to expect. You know, it's...
What about the softcores, though?
The softcores? Mm-hmm. I don't know. Like me, I think it's going to be pretty cool. Mm-hmm. But I'm also not that good at it, so it can't make me any worse. But Tribush is still, you know, all the locales. They were sure to show
like
the
Bush.
Entire map.
You like Tribush though?
I love Tribush.
I love Bush.
Next one, Dead Rising 3 spotted on the Steam database. So that means I guess Dead Rising 3 going to be on the Steam. It's the old PC.
Awesome, because I was thinking about getting an Xbox One, but now I don't have to.
Wow.
Now I don't have to.
You know what I was thinking? Should I just go buy an Xbox One controller?
Yeah, just controller back.
You know what? My
see, there you go.
Xbox One controller is messed up.
Why?
I've only used it a couple times. The B button sticks.
Boom.
Well, what are you eating?
That's because
you
jack off on your controller.
Wow.
Stuff.
See? So did you watch porn?
Thing I've done on that is play Dead Rising 3 and then Netflix.
You guys were just in his room, and from what I hear, it was pretty filthy. So I think there was some foul play.
There was a mountain of clothing.
Stepped on it or something.
I don't remember saying filthy. I just said very.
I will defend Microsoft's build quality over Steven anytime.
Wow.
I should just buy a Steam controller.
No, you shouldn't.
They went on sale. They're on sale on Amazon right now.
Because nobody's going to buy them.
Oh, sorry. Xbox One controllers.
How much are we talking?
$49.99.
That's still
not a sale
pretty high.
You know,
$10 off.
You know what a sale is? $3 for four games.
Yeah. 93% off.
That's a freaking sale.
That's a good one, Jerry.
And you still didn't buy it, Aaron.
Well, he bought it before I did.
Well, he jumped the gun.
You were going to buy two of them? Okay. What is that? That's crazy talk.
I wasn't going to play a crappy game myself.
That's crazy talk.
So you got to spread the love.
Yeah, I got to spread all the crap everywhere.
Before we get this last bang bite, this just in. Sorry, everybody.
We have some breaking?
New tablet, so I have some breaking news. Yeah, sorry. No, it's not about the tablet. I just wanted to show
everybody.
I need
to find
everybody.
A sound effect that... Hold on to this news.
Boo?
Hello, Moto.
Actually, it's a Nexus, so yeah, I mean, hello, I don't know...
You have one job, Corey, and you're screwing it up.
Well, anyway, the E3, Nintendo's E3 showcase. What the hell is that?
I don't know what the hell's going on, honestly. I don't know which one that was.
Oh, my God.
This is awesome, though.
This is very sexy time.
Wow.
It's sexy time, Jerry.
Just let it happen.
This is part of the show where apparently Germans bust in into fist
pump. Hans Franz into the room.
Thank God.
Oh. Hit it one more time.
Wow.
Let's do it.
Nerdreactor.com leaked some news, people.
Oh, my God. Oh.
He's doing it again.
You can't stop it. Can't stop it.
Wow. Won't stop it. What?
Not the beat.
What?
This is so terrible. This is degenerated into a German spectacle.
Oh, man.
We're giving you news. Okay, breaking news. Let's go.
Yeah.
Breaking news. E3 showroom. I can't even do it on this crap. Nintendo's showcase has been leaked, apparently. Nerdreactor.com. It says E3 showroom for a Nintendo packet. Internal use. This may just be a rumor, but this is coming straight from Nerdreactor.com, everybody. This is some of the list of the games that they are going to be showing or demoing on the showroom floor.
Breaking news. Ooh.
Breaking news, yeah.
I can see it's not in my notes.
Nintendo 3DS games, Dragon Quest VII, which we all know is just Dragon Quest VII. Warriors of Eden, that's what it's called.
That's what it means?
Yeah.
Yeah, we all knew that.
Just in case you didn't.
Yeah.
Fossil Fighters, Infinite Gear. You remember the Fossil Fighter game, yeah. So, like, I don't know. Dinosaurs fighting each other, yeah. Pokemon Omega, of course, and Alpha.
Alpha Centauri.
Professor Layton versus Phoenix Wright, Ace Attorney.
Wow, I thought that was just
a crossover?
Yeah, a crossover.
Wow. I thought that was just a fan thing.
Yeah, see? How's that going to work?
Project Steam, Star Fox 3DS, Smash Brothers 3DS.
Ah, there we go. Star Fox. Bruja in the comments nailed that one.
There it is. Nintendo Wii U titles. Bayonetta.
I said that first.
Bayonetta 2. Okay. Hyrule Warriors. Okay. Legend of Zelda Unbound King.
There it is.
Ooh. Mario Party 10. Okay. Nintendo U. That's what it's called. Nintendo U. Pokken Fighter Tournament. Pushmo World. Shin Megami Tensei Cross X or Cross Fire Emblem.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I've never played Shin Megami, but I'd probably buy that.
Super Smash Bros. Wii U. Wii U HD Collection starring Super Mario Sunshine HD, Wave Race Blue Storm HD.
Wave Race was fun.
Xenomech Saga and Yarn Yoshi.
That's pretty.
I've seen screenshots of Yarn.
There's some bombs in there.
That is, yeah. The big ones are the crossovers, I think.
That
opinion.
Zelda's. That's new.
Yeah,
right
Zelda's.
There.
Zelda's boom. Big. Legend of Zelda Unbound King. What is that going to be? Is there going to be a king? Is he going to be unbound? Ooh. What's going on? I don't even know what's happening.
Is it Hyrule?
There's been a king that's been bound for some time and he's been unbound.
How are they going to merge Professor Layton versus Phoenix Wright?
That's what I'm saying.
That's like two different worlds.
Is Professor Layton going to court?
Maybe. He's always with kids, so it could be some. Yeah, exactly.
Or is Phoenix Wright doing
puzzles?
Yeah, that's terrible. And then the Shin Megami Tensei Cross Fire Emblem. Wow.
That's going to be interesting.
Is it an RPG or is it a tactics game? What are we playing?
I don't know, but if it's got Fire Emblem in it, I got to support it.
Oh, man. Nintendo.
Nintendo's sales have already gone up. I think I read 660% since Mario Kart came out.
That's not all that's going up.
There's a lot. I think this is a good
Jerry's
sign.
Jerry's boner.
And this makes me more excited for the other companies, honestly. Because if this is what Nintendo's got coming out, oh.
Well, Nintendo has to come with something strong.
Yeah, they got to come
hard. Microsoft needs to. They're hurting. Sony is going under. They're hurting too.
Yeah.
We're going to get some big stuff.
Yeah.
Sony's gaming is strong, though.
Their gaming is strong. Remember, we did a report saying that Sony is profitable.
Do you even watch the show PlayStation or listen to the show?
Sony. Bro?
Yeah.
Terrible. Terrible. That was about it, though. Ended with some big stuff.
That's crazy.
Well, thanks for joining us, everybody.
Yeah, you know what? Take this out with the German techno.
That's terrible.
Take us out with some German techno.
Corey, Steven, and Jerry.
Yeah.
I'm Sir Aaron Carter, and that was the greatest hour you have ever watched on the internet.
We got hands of posse now. Sexy posse time.
See you when I see you.
Here we go.
That's so terrible.
Yeah.
Let me bang, man.
Let you bang.
Let me bang again, man.
Let you bang.
Let me bang.
Let you bang.
Let me bang.
Now go fuck yourselves.